Across Australia, you're listening to The Wire. Well, while Australia condemns the war in Yemen as a major humanitarian catastrophe, it's also supplying arms to the Saudi Arabian attackers. Protest group IPAN, the Independent and Peaceful Australian Network, are trying to raise awareness of this surprising fact with targeted protests. In Adelaide today, they're having a peaceful protest outside Labor's headquarters. A member of IPAN in South Australia, Stephen Darley, told Phoebe Christoffi that most Australians are unaware of the Yemen war.
Well, we sell arms to them and to the United Arab Emirates, who are also involved in the war. We've just recently sold them a automatic weapons system. And we also supply targeting information through Pine Gap, which is then supplied by the Americans to the Saudis, which is used in their attacks, their air attacks predominantly, which have targeted infrastructure as much as anything to destroy the food supplies, the water supplies, and hospitals, schools, etc. in Yemen. I should also say that Yemen is one of the poorest countries in the world and is the poorest country in the Arab world, in the Middle East. So it's suffering enormously because of this war.
So the Independent and Peaceful Australia Network in SA is conducting a protest in front of the Labor Party's HQ in Adelaide this afternoon.
Yes. We're basically trying to make sure that the ALP knows that there are some people keeping an eye on them, because the major news outlets certainly aren't. There's been practically nothing on the Yemen war for several months, despite the fact that the United Nations Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, calls it the worst humanitarian disaster in the world today. But the news media don't seem to be interested. And that's, I think, predominantly because it's a bipartisan policy on both sides, the Labour and Liberal Party. So we've already had two protests outside Liberal Party venues. First of all, Defence Minister Christopher Pine's office, and secondly at Liberal Party headquarters last week. But we thought that Labour Party, because of their silence on the issue, they've said practically nothing, should also be targeted by this, because they're probably going to be the government in a few days' time, and we want to make sure that they front up about this.
So obviously by protesting, you do think that it will make a difference?
Well, it's part of a long-running process. We don't expect, I mean, as I said, there's been very little attention to foreign policy in general, never mind the Yemen war in this election, because they're so close together. But it's a matter of drips, if you like, on the stone of indifference to try and increase attention. It's also part of a national campaign that IPAN, the national body, is conducting called Don't Buy Into War, which is really about Australia's imports and exports of arms. I mean, we're spending $200 billion on weapons in the next, over this 10-year period, but we're also now aspiring to be one of the top 10 arms exporters, and there doesn't seem to be any limit to who we'll sell to, because I can't think of a worse regime in the world than Saudi Arabia's, and yet we're willing to sell to them. In fact, Christopher Pine, the defence minister, who's retiring this election, has gone to Saudi Arabia 5 times to sell arms. So he's completely unashamed of that fact.
Stephen Darley from the Independent and Peaceful Australian Network, or IPAN. They're currently protesting out in the streets of Adelaide outside Labor headquarters about Australia's role in selling weapons to bomb Yemen. Well, the Greens consistently promote their view on a peaceful world, and recently leader Richard Di Natale roasted Deputy Secretary of Defence on the issue. Tasmanian Senator Peter Wish-Wilson also spoke to Phoebe Christoffi.
It's an issue for the current government, who not only have a policy of negotiating, signing treaties with these countries, but also a domestic policy for using public money to subsidise a weapons or defence export industry, to sell arms to a country like Saudi Arabia, who are known international human rights abusers, and who, of course, we know that the tragedy that's been unfolding in Yemen for a number of years now is of a major international dimension. In fact, it's been labelled by the United Nations as potentially the greatest tragedy of the last 100 years. So it's a very serious situation. And the Greens have been very outspoken in the Australian Senate and, of course, the House of Representatives and across our platforms that we shouldn't be selling weapons and arms to a country like Saudi Arabia.
So I'm not sure if you're aware, but there's a protest against Australia's involvement in Adelaide this afternoon by the Independent and Peaceful Australia Network in front of the Labor offices. Do you think their pleas will make a difference in the eyes of the Australian government?
Well, it's always important to try and raise the profile of these issues and let the government and let all political parties know that there's an active group of caring people out there that don't find this acceptable. I think if you spoke to most Australians about these arms exports, they wouldn't know about them, and if they did know about them and they knew the details, they wouldn't support them. It's actually the Australian taxpayer that's helping provide these arms to Saudi Arabia, which I think is absolutely disgraceful. So I think these protests are really important. And, I think it's all about raising education and awareness on the issue. And, the government did say that they were prepared to put all options on the table, but I suspect the arms export industry, it's got its tentacles into Canberra and into the Liberal Party, and it's been too hard to walk away from that.
And finally, in the lead-up to the election this weekend, do you think that the Saudi-Australia relations will cost the coalition the majority vote?
Oh, look, I wish it was a big enough issue, I really do, considering how disengaged a lot of voters are around the country. It's good to see young voters getting engaged with issues like climate change and equal marriage, but I don't think this issue has been a mainstream issue in Australian politics, so I don't think it would swing an election, but it certainly could in the future. I think a bigger issue electorally is the couple of $100 billion that the government plans to spend on 12 submarines. You could take five of those submarines and transition this country to 100% renewable energy. You could make university education free for young Australians. You could provide 500,000 homes for affordable housing. We're better spending that money on other priorities. So I think that's probably the bigger issue in defence. But, I would give anyone a pat on the back and applaud them for protesting this issue about Saudi Arabia.
Tasmanian Greens Senator Peter Wish-Wilson.